of the same town. And if a white farmer came in, Amy, he would bring that farmer into the office and conduct business as though I wasn't even there. And his voice changed, and it was, his pleasantries were happy. And then when he turned around and spoke to me, he said he wasn't going to lend me any of his money. And he often spoke about how powerful he was. He said he was the most powerful man in the county and the next thing to God. And I told him one day, I don't know what God looked like. I wasn't the religious man I am today.
John, we just have 20 seconds.
Well, I want people to know this is a big win. And don't never, ever give up. The arc of justice been slow. It been slower for black people. But I never gave up. I never gave in. And I kept pushing forward. And we won. And we're going to win that $5 billion, too.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. John Boyd, fourth-generation black farmer, founder and president of the nonprofit National Black Farmers Association. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. We have this late-breaking news. CNN is reporting that Kamala Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate. We go right now to John Nichols, The Nation magazine's national affairs correspondent, to respond to this breaking news and who Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is, the significance. It looked like it was down to him and the governor of Pennsylvania, Shapiro. John, your response. John, can you hear me? John? We're going to try to fix the sound. We only have a minute to go. Let me get you the latest. If Walz wins as VP, Peggy Flanagan, who's Minnesota's 50th lieutenant governor, a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe, currently the country's highest-ranking Native woman elected to executive office, would become the governor. Let's see if we fix the sound to John Nichols. Again, the nation's national affairs correspondent. He's right now in Madison, Wisconsin. John, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi, John. Talk about the selection of Walz as VP for Kamala Harris, as VP candidate. John, can you hear us?
It's not working.
Juan, if you can talk about the significance of this.
Well, it appears that she has picked perhaps the most progressive of the potential candidates that she was considering, and decided not to opt for a more moderate or centrist Democrat. So I think that the progressive movement will be more cheered by this selection, and we'll see what happens in terms of more centrist and moderate Democrats.
And maybe if John is on the line in this last 30 seconds, John Nichols, your response to this latest news. We'll see if he can hear us. John? Okay, well, we will do certainly much more on this. There will be a big rally today. Stay tuned for tomorrow's coverage. By the way, Democracy Now! Will be broadcasting from the Democratic Convention in Chicago, August 19th to 23rd. We will be expanding to 2 hours daily broadcast, as we did covering the Republican National Convention. You can tune in then and tell your friends and stations they can air Democracy Now!, the special expanded War, Peace, and the Presidency. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez for another edition of Democracy Now!, Grassroots Global News Hour. Thank you.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
It is our failure to become our perceived ideal that ultimately defines us and makes us unique. It's not easy, but if you accept your misfortune and handle it right, your perceived failure can become a catalyst for profound reinvention.
We'll be right back. That was just Obsession by Pride Month Barbie on their album All the Girls in the Room Say Sorry. They're pretty cool. I like their name. Pride Month Barbie is such a fun name. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station. You are listening to Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy and excited to be here. Back to Pride Month Barbie. They're kind of like an electronica group that's really fun. Like, I don't know, they just have such fun tunes and sounds within their music, and I think it's really like gay pop, and I love that. I think it's so cool, especially in the electronic scene. Like, and it's definitely like something I would want to hear, like night out dancing. Like, that would be so legendary. Yeah, there's so much wonderful, cool music coming out right now, and I wanted to talk about all the wonderful music. Oh, Ravina just released a new album called Where the Butterflies Go in the Rain. I love Ravina's music. I think she's so beautiful, stunning. Her voice is just absolutely gorgeous. I like following her on Instagram. She just is so funny, like, and cool, and like every time I see her I'm like, oh my god, I should do a meditation. You're right, like, wonderful. So I'll play a little bit of Ravina, and then after I'll be talking about some really cool artists that are coming to Vancouver this week, so stay tuned to hear all about that. Up now is Baby Mama by Ravina on her newest album, Where the Butterflies Go in the Rain.
Dancing all around you with no shirt. Sun is making it fall. has a message for you. This is Boris Chassaigne. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.